Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to the Dharmaloka Buddhist Society for our regular Friday night meeting. And I'm really quite excited tonight because it's a very auspicious night tonight. I'd like, first of all, just to welcome the very many listeners that we have right around the world to this very first live broadcast from our Dharmaloka Buddhist Society. We'd like to welcome one and all, and we look forward to some questions from the world after Ajahn Brahm's talk tonight. So I'd also just like to just acknowledge Bo sitting up the back and his team. I know Siuk has been instrumental in helping him. And really the whole team from the computer side of our committee and the organisation here at the Buddhist Society. They've worked pretty hard to get all this up and running. And there's very many things coming up with the web, changes with the web. And for that too, I would also like to just acknowledge the support that we've had from the Singapore Fellowship too, who have made many of these things possible. So with that very special announcement about tonight's what's going to happen tonight, I'd like to introduce to you Ajahn Brahma Wangso, who is the spiritual director of our Serpentine Monastery. He's the one with a big smile in the middle. On the far side there we have Venerable Vasarano, who has been here for the last month or so from Sri Lanka, already proved himself to be quite indispensable here, and we're really just twisting his arm to see if he might stay a bit longer, but I know he does have to return to Sri Lanka fairly soon in January, so it's been a pleasure to have him here, and we certainly hope that he comes back and works more with us here. And on this side, closest to me, we've got the Venerable Buddharatika, one of our up-and-coming young monks. Very pleased to have him along here tonight. As always, very nice to see three monks sitting up on the front, the triple gem. So without further ado, I'll now hand over to Ajahn Brahm, who will lead tonight's meditation, and then continue on with tonight's talk.
These are actually my two bodyguards. They might look very soft and cuddly, but be careful. But welcome to tonight's talk and meditation to begin with. So please turn off your mobile phones, because if you don't turn off your mobile phone and it goes off tonight, it will be heard throughout the whole world. That's very embarrassing. So turn off the mobile phones, and I also say turn off your mobile minds, which are more important. Because like just your mobile mind, it just runs around all over the place. And you have to do that in the world, you know, working, travelling, whatever you're doing. But now is the time to land. I say that because I just came in from Penang this afternoon. So now the plane lands, taxis to the stop, which is right here. And then you can disembark from all of your suffering and pain and enjoy the peace of deep meditation. So if you'd like to please close your eyes and just even imagine yourself slowing down. Just like a car which has been driven at such a high speed and now it's turning into the driveway of your home, so it can go really, really slow. And once it's parked, you can actually put on the brakes and turn off the engine and be free. So you know what I'm talking about. The engine, your mind, thinking, worrying, planning, remembering, all the busyness which makes your engine hot. Now it's like we turn the key and turn the engine off and take the key out and put it in our pockets for half an hour. We're parking our mind in the present moment, which is really our home. So in this preliminary present moment, just experience the feelings in your body. Not only does this anchor you in the present moment, but it also allows you to make sure you are spending quality time with your physical body at the very beginning of the meditation, so that this body will be comfortable throughout. A little bit of heedlessness at the beginning, not really caring enough, is the cause of much pain and irritation later on. So how do your legs feel now? Are you sure that your legs are comfortable? If you're sitting on the ground, the way they're crossed, is one part of the legs pressing too much on another part, so they'll be very sore in a few minutes? If they're dangling over the chair, are they comfortable? Do they need to be separated or just adjusted? And even the bottom. The bottom can be quite sore if there's folds of clothing pressing into it, or if you're not really, really comfortable. So please, now is the time to fit it, just to get it just right. And being really careful on these early details of meditation, adjusting your posture till it feels comfortable, are really important. And then your torso, especially those shoulders. And sometimes that we do carry things and we have difficulties and we have tensions in our shoulders and arms. See if you can just put a tension in those muscles, around the shoulder area. And just see how, if you can will them to relax. Just drop all the tension. Loosen all the knots. Expand any tight places. And just thinking, expanding, loosening, releasing. Just those very words create the relaxation which is required in the body. And even the arms, the hands, it doesn't really matter where they are positioned, as long as they're comfortable. And last but not least, your head. Making sure it's well balanced on the top of your neck. If it's too far forward, that creates neck pain. Too far back is uncomfortable. Just feel where the balance is the best. Oh, and one last part to look at. Sometimes if you're very stressed, that shows in the tightness of the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. So on those facial muscles, which shows whether you are afraid, striving, upset or whatever, see if you can loosen all those muscles. Really let them be. Until the whole face relaxes. And by doing this preliminary exercise, we're also assisting our mind to relax, for our mental world to get loose, peaceful and comfortable. So whatever past or future has been pushing and pulling you, whatever problems in your life, like knots in the body, these are knots in the mind. Untie them, loosen them for a while. In the meditation, it's not the time to try and figure them out. This is a time to let go, to be peaceful, to have a holiday. A holiday in the peace of the present. So when the body's really relaxed, next thing is to let go of all the past and all the future. Don't know where you've come from. Don't really know where you're going. What I do know is right now you're here. Your body's here. Bring your mind here too. Here in this moment, in this place. And just put all of the focus on being here. No past, no future, just being here. This is the only place you'll ever find peace. Just being in this moment. The mind tends to wander off into the past or start thinking about your future. Just bring it back again. Remember, this is the only time you really have, so just be here. If you want peace, let go of the past and the future, it's none of your business. Right now your only business is what's happening now. And in this moment, relax it like you relax the body. Just untie all the knots about time. Just loosen all this tension which pulls you into the future or drags you back in the past. It's like you untie the rope which tethers you to the past. You untie the rope which drags you off into the future. So there's nothing pulling or pushing you anymore. You're just here. and to let go of the inner commentary. In the same way you can keep external silence, see if you can hold that mind which talks. So you just know this moment without having a conversation with it. It's getting very close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? What's it like inside the end of a meditation? How peaceful do you feel? How relaxed, how free? It's important to know the mental and physical experience at the end of a 30-minute meditation. This is what meditation does. If we value the effect of meditation, then we'll do more of it and become peaceful, happy human beings. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times as usual. Please don't rush. Listen to every sound from the gong. And when the 3rd ringing vanishes, then come out from your meditation. Okay, so please get yourselves comfortable again. Just adjust the legs, adjust the back, scratch what you need to scratch.